and I would like a $4 duck pate, but I have to go work out because I'm fat and I'm ugly and my hair looks bad and I'm so sweaty and smelly right now.
Smell it. Smell it.
It smells good to me.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
No, it smells good.
It smells cozy.
It smells good.
Are we even recording? Don't. You can delete that if you want, but you keep it in there, whatever.
It's the 77th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Oh, we're boisterous today.
Such vigor.
Hi.
Hello.
Woo! I feel like this past week was busy in terms of cosplay crap, but then when I try to write it down or think about it, I've got nothing.
What did you accomplish this week? A blank sheet of paper. That's what you have to say.
Excuse me, I accomplished a lot, which we will talk about
a little later. But then what are you saying that you didn't feel like you did?
Well, I don't. I felt like I saw a lot of cosplay things is what I'm saying. I felt like a lot of things were happening at me. Uh-huh. Not me doing them, but personally. At me. And then it wasn't.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess.
I don't know. I just... Maybe I was looking at Twitter too much or something.
That's exactly what it is. As my friend can contest, Twitter spits out a lot of data at you.
Do they?
5.2 terabytes over a month of data collection? That's a lot of information.
Of all of Twitter?
I'm assuming it was only targeting specific markets, but yes. Sorry, my friend is doing a PhD, working on his dissertation, and he's scraping Twitter for, let's hear it, what is it? Something about social interactions, or the way social interactions via social media influence decision-making, or something like that. I don't remember exactly what his dissertation is, but he's scraping Twitter, and I assume he was using his personal Twitter based on the information that he was scraping. But
guys, there's a diet Dr. Pepper Cherry.
He scraped 5.2 terabytes worth of data.
It tastes great.
Oh, thank you, Holly. But yes, if you want to know more information,
talk to Kevin.
Yeah, go to me. Tweet at me at Kevin Louie.
Is that really your name?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried at Kevin.
Did not work.
But I missed that one.
Were you on Twitter like
in 2006? Like, yes, I was.
Like immediately? I joined in 2008.
No, 2006 is when I joined, or 2007.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were early adopter.
I don't know about early adopter, but
that's early days of
when Twitter.
The only thing
still
I've been early
SMS
on is YouTube. That's the only site I was like instantly on. Everything else, I'm like, what's that?
I was
I'm
on Twitter
old.
Because of Dig.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What about my dick? Is that what you were thinking I said?
I was on Twitter because of Dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back when they didn't shorten links or anything.
Forgot what I was trying to look up. Yeah. So we sent out the postcards. If you filled out our form or emailed us from last week's podcast or the form that we sent on Twitter, your postcards are in the mail. If you signed up from the post we posted on Facebook, they're not in the mail yet. So yes, they'll be going out tomorrow. But yeah, some of you, if you live closer to us, you'll be getting those right quick.
And if you're watching this not around Christmas time,
then disregard.
Sorry, you didn't get a card, but maybe we'll have new ones. I don't know. Who knows?
Our two furthest ones are Australia and the Philippines.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. There was a couple, Canada, and then, Australia.
Did you have to pay for international shipping for Canada, or is it the same price? Really?
Canada's.
So four internationals?
Different. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. You guys, international people, get a special stamp.
Thank you.
The rest of you get bird stamps.
Because you put a bird on. Anyway, what do you got, Holly?
It's all coming back. Okay. You talk for a minute.
Hello, everybody.
Well, I don't want to. I don't know if people
talk
want me
for a minute.
Well, I'm
instantly interrupted.
No. I was saying talk for a minute because I don't. Some people don't like their names being said, and I don't know her cosplay name. Crap.
Anyway, hello, everybody. I'm here to talk to you for a couple of minutes.
I do know her cosplay name.
Yeah. If I were to be
Are you just talking an slow animal, to Wheezy?
What animal would I be? Oh, okay.
A weasel.
Oh, that's a pretty...
I don't know. That's not bad. I don't mean it like in a bad way. Someone said I was a bunny or a snake. So
I can see bunny. You have that little tiny nose that moves up and down.
Okay, here we go.
I would be a Bengal tiger, I think.
Kimi Dori cosplay. Woo! Woo!
Because I like orange and black together. You would and be they're a, endangered. A Bengal tiger. And I could be sneaky specific. Tall grass.
You don't look...
Attack
I
elephants.
Thought it was, I thought we were going off looks.
Oh, what you look like? I don't know what I look like.
A Chinese dragon.
Because those exist.
Okay.
I said, if you could be any animal, what
Kimi
would
you Dori cosplay. Hello. I didn't want to say your name because I didn't know. Some people are specific about it. Some people are not. So go on the safe route. Last week we talked... We talked about cos makeup.
Oh, yeah, sure. We talked about it last week and the week before. We mostly talked about it 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so if you guys don't remember, there was foundation that was specific for male and female, and you kind of joked around and were like, what's the difference? Sure. There's two colors each, and they... On the web, when I was looking on my phone, they look the same. So I was like, what? So Kimi Dori cosplay wrote us this really awesome email, so I'm gonna read it. She said, I was listening to your podcast about the Cause Foundation. I looked into Japanese review sites about the makeup line, and I kind of got some info about the differences between the male versus female character foundations. My understanding is that there is no difference in the chemical composition of the two products. Instead, the difference is in the colors. The female character shades have a pink base, whereas the male ones have a yellow base. This might venture into my own analysis, but I think in the U.S., cosplayers have a tendency to just pick whatever shades are naturally closest to their skin tone. Yes, they do. Because, hey, our goal is to look natural. I agree. Sure, we're dressing up, but at the end of the day, we still want to look like ourselves.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Japan, I feel like they approach to cosplay makeup from the angle... Oh, I feel like they approach cosplay makeup from the angle of accuracy. When drawing, illustrating manga, the default skin colors for girls is in the pink range, which I guess makes them look more effeminate. Yellow-brown base inks gives the been-outside-all-day adventurer look. This obviously is a super blanketed observation, but there are lots of ways to go about coloring, but it's a common trend I've seen throughout the Copic marker tutorials I followed over the years I've been drawing. Sorry for the lengthy write-up, but I was curious about the benefits of cos line myself. Just thought I'd add to the conversation. Thank you so much. That was a very great email, by the way. I'm going to write you back.
Very informative. I wouldn't have thought about it like that.
Didn't even go there. When she said it made so much sense. I was like, yes, now that I can like see it in my head.
Yeah.
Especially with anime, they do that. Or some anime do it like that, I think.
I can definitely see
that. So when you see that, and she said that, I was like, oh, fuck, that's what it is. Like,
yeah. Us and our American brains, we just don't think outside the box enough, I guess. But I didn't think about it. Yeah.
I mean, lot of American cartoons are
that
really...
means that must be super opaque then, right? Like if you were a female and you had a very
yellow base,
you'd have to, it'd have to be opaque enough to cover you. Is this like...
Yeah. That's why I'm interested. I'll have to find... I'm sure someone's reviewed it. I just didn't look up any reviews because I didn't want it to like... I didn't want to have like a bias, I guess. Mm. But I'm sure someone has tried it on and shown the... But I really... We need to get it. I keep saying that, but we need to get
it. Buckle down and buy it.
Yeah, because I really want to see it. And I want to test the female in you because you, for those who are listening, Kevin is definitely more on the warm side. Mm-hmm. And I'm super cool. We're like a... We're a manga color stereotype.
Yeah, there you go. I can be Naruto. I'll run around with my arms behind my back.
He's like super white. Like if I would pin it,
who would I be then, Holly?
As pink for some reason when I think about Naruto.
Who am I then?
I don't know anybody else.
Who do I?
You pick
like
the
like?
Worst character.
Which anime character am I the best of?
The problem is your hair up. It
a
would be
lot
more...
of the male. A lot of the male anime characters seem to be like lighter hair, fairer skin. Like I'm.
You're I pale like, right now.
Yeah, well, it's because it's winter and I'm just stuck indoors 24/7. But I don't know. Like, it's hard to, I know there's a lot of animes that have Asian characters, but I feel like the main character of a lot of animes, whether it's a male-centric one, he's like brown, light brown, like medium brown hair.
I'll tell you what
generic generic man. That's what they draw.
I'll tell you what I see it as. Oh,
oh my goodness.
That was what a happens when you Christmas kick decoration.
Your fate. Fate.
Fight. That's what happens when you kick your fight.
Anyway.
What I see it as personally, which does not mean it's correct in any way. Uh-huh. There are some European characters in manga. There's a lot of European, but not the way they look, but the way they describe themselves. So like, oh, blah, blah, blah is an exchange student from France or England or something like that. And also there's some Brazil mixed in every once in a while, but they're usually, they look Brazilian. Excuse me.
When you drink that Dr. Pepper on the
No, I had, if you want you me to be, de- if you, no, oh,
the
stop.
Smell.
If you want me to be descriptive, it was phlegm, not Dr. Pepper.
Then what's that smell?
That's just my body. I just
my I'm goodness. Like
death. Anyways, this is what it's like doing a podcast with your boyfriend. Anyway. You know, now I'm stuck.
European people.
Yeah. No. Like. Okay. So what I see it as is all the characters are Japanese. Like, born and raised Japanese. They're not. Their parents are not. Neither of their parents are white, unless specifically noted. Sometimes I've seen like a half, like they do half Japanese.
Sure.
But it's like they're drawing their hair the way like you would like orange hair is like when we dyed your hair blonde, or quote, when we dyed your hair blonde that one time where it just turned orange because we didn't do enough.
I did look like what's the name of bleach?
Ichigo.
Did look like Ichigo at that point.
Yeah.
So,
and even
so
it's though,
failed
like,
bleaching attempts is what a lot of animes are going after. Got it. Well, hits that demographic square.
Because, I'm going on a tangent now. If you look at like K-pop and you look at all the girls and guys, they'll be platinum blonde, they'll be yellow blonde, they'll be medium blonde, brown, dark brown, red. Like, you can get your hair, if you try hard enough and have a professional do it, any color you want. So, And then you go into the world of, oh, they have purple hair and blue hair and like everybody's special. So I never see it as European personally.
Yeah, I see. I don't know them
as Japanese with dyed hair, even though there's characters like Ichigo who probably doesn't dye his hair.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like now it's going to take the discussion into like, is it like Hollywood where everybody has some type of work done to them and you just don't know it, but that's the only reason why they look the way they look is because they've had work done.
Is it because it's a fantasy and like, you know, maybe they idolize that those things.
That's what I'm thinking. Cause they're always, and not to say like all Japanese people are short, but they feel like they're always like significantly taller. They're always like more well-defined.
I mean, there's the big...
I mean,
but there are short guys, though. There's the big trope, though, of the really tall guy and, like, the really short girl. Like, the height disparity is, like, so crazy. Like, her head reaches, like, underneath his chest, and you're like, who... What?
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, Bleach, like, again.
I'm watching... Well, yeah, Bleach, like, Rukia.
Yeah.
But I'm also watching... Kevin and I... Well, me, but Kevin's been tagging along. Been on an anime kick this past week.
Holly's been on an anime kick.
Aside from
initial D,
Kevin's been tagging.
I've voluntarily.
There was one that you watched and you liked.
Oh, right. What is it? Devil? Part-time devil?
The devil is a part-timer.
Yeah, pretty hilarious.
Like, I wanted to get
5 out of 5. Do.
Wow, is that the stars going
in? Yeah, you have to edit that in, by the way.
This is a podcast. Is mostly audio. A lot of people watch our video, but a lot of people also listen. So I'm not doing that.
Fine. When you get to this, Kevin, future Kevin, slap those stars in.
I'm the one that edits the podcast now.
Future Holly, remind future Kevin to come in and have those
and
stars.
And then I'll be editing it and you'll be working. And I'll be like, Kevin, you want to put the stars in? And you'll be like, what? Never. No.
I'll do it. This is a funny one. I like it.
Anyways. I got a free...
Okay.
I got... Why?
Well, now I have to explain why there's a blank there. It's so when we cut it and then remove that discussion, when we come back, It'll just be seamless. But now it won't make any sense. And somebody's going to look at this and be like, wait, what happened?
Oh, my God. I'm dying. Okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't interrupt myself. So we had a very nice person sign up for a postcard, and they requested I draw something. And I don't draw at all. I don't draw. I draw stick figures. I've never drawn anything, really. I think I drew, like, Lord of the Rings fan art when I was, like, 13, and it was probably the worst thing you've ever seen. So I tried to draw a Mudkip from Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
It was so bad. I even practiced. Like, I was like, I gotta impress this person. So I practiced on a little note card, and I was like, maybe since I've done it once, I can do it again really easily. And then it looked even worse.
It's the scariest Mudkip I've ever seen.
And you can't erase on a postcard because it's too shiny. So then I, like, smudged it a little with the eraser. So it was like, wah. Anyways.
It's scary, Mudkip. We'll take a picture and post it here.
I don't think they listen to this. So I'm sorry. I wrote I'm sorry on the card, but I'm sorry again. Anyways, we've been on a
anime kick. Part-time.
I was trying, so I got a I did the free trial to Funimation because I wanted to watch Yona of the Dawn, and they had it. And then after we got bored with that, I was like, Kevin was like, we have to see what Yuri on Ice is all about.
Oh, right.
And so I was a little hesitant, and Kevin's like, come on. And so I was like, okay.
Because everybody's hyping it.
Oh my God. Especially Twitter.
High on here.
I'm looking at you, Laura. So we clicked it, started it, and it was like, you know, an intro. And then they started talking, and it was in English, and it was the worst crap I've...
It was pretty bad.
You don't really mind half the time.
Well, it's because I mostly just watch stuff in the background and yeah. I'm not paying attention.
I'm more picky about it than you are. But you were even like...
It was a little bad. Yeah, but again.
But when I asked on Twitter, people were like, "Oh, Japanese, you have to Japanese."
But the weird thing is, Funimation doesn't have the Japanese.
They
language.
Don't. That's I think. The weirdest I think thing. Crunchyroll only has. I don't know. I haven't looked on Crunchyroll, but I was like, "Oh, we forgot to select Japanese as a language because it auto Englishes." So I went back, and they didn't even have it. And I was like, "What's the point? What is the point?
Why am I even trying?"
So then I watched Devil's Part Timer, and it was fucking great. If you haven't watched it, it's up there now on my top animes.
Really?
Yeah, it's I think it's great.
Yeah.
Although I'm shipping the wrong people.
I know.
So are you, though.
Yeah, so am I. That's okay. It's still pretty good. It's still pretty funny overall. I love the concept of it.
Yeah. I don't want to give it away, it's a comedy anime. And then now I'm watching Kiss Him, Not Me. Which is
not in on that one.
No,
Holly's privately watching that one.
Well, it's Otome style. You hate that with a passion. So the premise, I like. It's new. I think it's new this past season. It's on Crunchyroll. The premise is this girl is obsessed with. She calls it boys' love. So yaoi. She loses a bunch of weight. It's really shallow. So she was like chubby slash fat. And then she loses a bunch of weight in a funny way, I guess. And since she loses weight, all the boys suddenly notice her. They're pretty generic blank. Some are nice to her when she is chubbier. But then they all like these four guys fall in love with her after she gets skinny. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want them to be in love with her. She wants them to be in love with each other. So she tries to like set them up all the time, but they're just really like they're just hanging out with each other because of her. They don't really like each other. So there's a lot of funny, like, accidental yaoi situations. But it's not yaoi, if that's... Yeah, I'm just saying. It's reverse harem / fake yaoi.
Right.
So. Well, that was a good... Oh, that guy's always the Joker. You guys know what I'm talking about? That guy that's always the Joker, that cosplays as the Joker. I mean, he's great. He's amazing.
Oh,
he's the end all be all Joker, but he's always the Joker.
Sorry. Well, here's a good one that we could talk about. The new trailer for this movie, Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, there we go.
I had a mouthful of Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper. I'm not sponsored by them. I wish I was. Give me money because I love you. Actually,
wait, do you like the cherry one more than the plain one?
Yes.
Wow.
I do. I didn't think I would. Actually, I don't want money from Dr. Pepper. I just want Dr. Pepper. So just send me Dr. Pepper.
So weird about it. To be fair, regular Dr. Pepper's pretty good. Anyway.
See?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Baby Groot.
Yes.
You think there's going to be a lot of Baby Groot merchandise? Has anyone made their baby be Baby Groot?
Oh, absolutely.
I assume so, but...
Absolutely.
That'd be pretty cutie.
I wish I could be Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt, come by our podcast. You live here with us?
Oh, yeah, he's from Seattle.
Yeah.
So is his wife.
Yeah.
That guy looks like Chris Pratt. Sorry, yes, Kevin had a photo up of him. And was it Star-Lord?
Yeah.
The guy...
I think it's the mustache.
It's the beard.
It's the beard,
and the curly hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy just... I mean, that cosplay is just, you know, a leather jacket,
right,
basically.
And the mask.
But the guy literally looks like Chris Pratt. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Did you watch it? The trailer?
No.
Oh,
okay. I got on this stance... And the only exception was Gilmore Girls. But I don't watch trailers to things now because they ruin a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I haven't watched the Rogue One trailer either. Just because...
I forgot you haven't watched that.
I want to be surprised when I go there. I want to see what happens and how they reboot or how they take it in whatever direction this new guy... I forgot what his name is.
What's his butt?
JJ?
No, the other guy that made it.
Lucas?
Yeah, he approved it, yeah, I guess. Because he really liked it.
He said
it.
He liked it, yeah. Saw that as well.
So
didn't watch that.
I haven't seen. Well, I've seen scenes from the one that came out last year.
Which one?
The
Rogue One.
No, the big one.
Galaxy. What do you?
J.J. Abrams. I don't. The Star Wars.
Wars.
With Rey and shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
Sorry, that just
Force Awakens.
Yes, God, I couldn't remember the name. It was just like.
Yeah, sorry.
Because we were doing it.
I saw one from the one last year.
Well, the only one that came out last year.
We talked about a couple of things. It's hard to track of everything.
Yeah, because Kevin's brother had his friend bail on him.
Yeah.
And so he was like, hey, you want to go? So Kevin just went.
IMAX, though.
It was IMAX. So I didn't go. And then Kevin got it on, we have it on our computer now.
Yeah.
So we were doing a Rey photo shoot, and I was like, I should watch chunks so I understand. I try to do that if I have time. If you guys are cosplaying something that I have just like nothing on, and I feel like it needs to be really atmospheric.
See, Holly watches the animes. I watch the other stuff. The Star Treks, the Star Wars.
It gets harder when it's from a game, because it's like if I don't play that game, then I, you know, I can look at cutscenes or art, but it's a little harder, especially with like
MMORPGs.
Fire Emblem.
Oh,
those costumes are great, but there's no. It's just pictures.
Yeah.
So I'm like, huh?
So you have to go buy yourself a 3DS. And
well,
play.
No, but it's more of an atmosphere thing, and it's hard because it's not like, it's just like an RPG, I think. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's not. Sure. Final Fantasy, though.
Yeah, that came out as well.
Whoop, whoop. It looks pretty. I'll just say that. We don't have a PS4, so I can't play it.
Okay.
They'll come or an Xbox.
PC eventually.
No, it won't. It will never be released on PC.
Eventually.
It will never be released on PC.
Listen.
I started playing Witcher. I think I talked about that last week that we bought it. I got really scared.
And stopped playing. She stopped playing.
No.
Like, she got to a point.
It's been a week later,
no, hasn't picked it up again.
It's been 4 days. It hasn't. It feels long. Mm. I get you. It feels long because I was like, man, it was like over a week ago, but it's only been 4 days.
Okay.
So I get to this point and you have to help this person, obviously. Well, first of all, there's this one, like, it's all about, like, there's a lot of dead things. So it's like, I don't even know what it's specifically called, but it's like a ghost that has like a scary face. And they're like doing this thing and you have to help the ghost thing. I don't know, but it's really scary. And so I was like, oh, and you have to do like multiple things. So I was like, I'll come back to that because I think I need to be a higher level. So I was doing a side quest and this guy's like, hey, come help me. And he had to go do this crap with dead bodies. And then there was like other dead things that were alive. And he was like, come on. And he's like looking at me, you know, and then I just like walk backwards. And then he's like, where are you going? And then I just like exit the game. It was like I paused. It was like I was running towards the field, and then I saw all the crap that was in the field. And then he's like, "Come on!" And I was like, "Nope, I'll play it again."
All right.
It's just that I was playing at night, And you were like getting tired, and I was like, I'm scared. I don't want to play alone. I'll get over it. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. All right.
Kevin's been playing Overwatch, and he's yelling at the computer every 2 seconds.
I think everybody does. Nobody sits and plays Overwatch quietly. Like,
well, every time I watch people on like Twitch or YouTube, they're, I mean, they like yell, but you're like, you're like angry.
Okay, that was a very frustrating round last night that you witnessed. I had the zero kills and like 6 deaths, and my whole team was just a dysfunctional group of people.
Favorite character, go quick.
May.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm on a May kick right now. Mm. Followed by Pharah, followed by Mercy.
Oh yeah, you said you liked all the female characters. Yeah.
But is there more female characters than male characters? That's pretty equal.
Yeah.
23?
There's that
now?
Many characters?
Yeah.
Wow.
21? I don't remember.
If you would have asked, it wouldn't have made sense, but I would have said 10. That's so many characters.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Anyways.
I mean, there's a lot of that people don't play. I mean, can you assign a gender to oh crap, what's his name? Nah, never mind.
They're robots. Like Robot Bastion and the Winston. And
Winston's a gorilla and he's a male gorilla.
There's female gorillas. Did you know that?
I'm making a face at her.
What if Winston just has like a talk box, like how Lady Rainicorn did in Adventure Time, and it's just, it just comes out as a dude voice.
Fine.
I'm just saying, a gorilla that can talk.
Yeah,
he's using
he's
a talk
smart
box.
Though
he I know
his force field and all that junk.
All right. What?
Nothing.
Anyways, quick note. You should go to elitecosplay.com/shop. I'm going to talk about other stuff in there pretty quick. But we have t-shirts in there. We have 3 of them. We have 3 girly style shirts and 2 unisex style shirts. They are all related to cosplay/sewing. So if you're into that, go to elitecosplay.com/shop and buy some, because it supports us and helps us do stuff like make this podcast.
Yes. Fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is something new in the shop. It's not, they're not all there yet. I still have 3 more to add. God.
Sorry. Go on. Sorry. I'm listening.
It's like, I think I'm getting a cold, and then there's like Dr. Pepper. This is like 2 things happening at once, and I can't talk. So they are Photoshop actions. I think everybody knows what a Photoshop action is, but if you don't, it's basically something quick that you can buy and download, and then it's like I don't want to call it one click because you do need to modify it for your specific exposure of the photo, but I'll call it one click just for the simplicity. One click situation where you click and then you hit the play button and it'll put like tones, colors, exposure, depth, matte onto your photo, so you don't have to mess around. Or if you're not familiar with like editing photos as much, you can add them just to make it easier. I use actions a lot. Yeah,
just saves
you
time.
Yeah,
it
saves,
to do the same thing over and over and over again,
so much time. Yeah. When I have personal actions that I've made for myself, when I just do it individually, it takes editing so long. We're going to have, I'll call it 6 total. There's 5 individual actions and then 1 mega pack where all the 5 are together. So you can buy the actions like singularly if you only want like 1 or 2, or if you want them all, you can buy it in the mega pack. They're inspired by the Otome game/anime Amnesia. All the guy characters in there kind of have colors assigned to them. So there's like a red color, a golden browny color, a dark purpley blue color, a green color, and a teal color. So those are kind of like the tones that would go on top of the photo. So right now I have Shin available, which is like the red color. I have Iki, which is the purpley blue color. And then I have the mega pack, So the day that this podcast probably comes out, I'll probably have the rest of them up. I just didn't have time to do it before the podcast because it takes a lot of finagling to get it up there. But you can download them. They're $15 for the single pack. And then if you want to buy the mega pack, you save 20% and it's $60. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool. I don't know. It's I've been wanting to do it for a couple years now. I've just been kind of hesitant, and I've gotten really confident in my color exposure toning style. And I've had quite a few people ask how I edit and or how do I achieve those things. So
yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, it was hard slash fun
for that creation.
Yeah, to make them. It's I definitely had a fantasy where it was easier. It took a lot of time. There were a few where I had to completely start over a couple times. Like I made it and then I was like, done. And then I opened it again and I was like, oh hell no. Like I'm not doing this. There were two that gave me a lot of trouble, but I like the way they are now and I'm really satisfied. So
good.
Yay. Good. That's on our shop too. We also have an Etsy. If you guys feel nervous about anything, we also have an Etsy and it has all the same stuff that's on our store.
Sans the actions?
No, the actions are on Etsy.
You can sell digital things on Etsy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Ta-da! It was such a pain in the butt. I was bothering Kevin yesterday and today to get downloadable items onto our website to work and like apply appropriately. Yeah. But we figured it out. But dear
Kevin
God.
Kevin wanted to sleep, but Holly poked him and prodded him until he figured it out for her.
You were not asleep.
I love you.
You were just laying there and I was like, hey.
I love you. I was trying to close my eyes. I love you. Anyway, is that it for the 77th episode of the League Cosplay Podcast?
That's all I have, I think. I'm going to do a quick check here.
Okay. Anyway.
You have nothing to talk about. Tell everybody what you were inspired to cosplay as because you got excited. Kevin doesn't even know.
No, I don't even know. I say a lot of things.
From Overwatch. You were fighting me on the cosplay plans I had for you, and then you said, no, I'm going to cancel yours and do this cosplay.
Oh, yeah. I'll be May. Oh, wait. Is that not what it was?
No.
Oh. Do I have to get a real tattoo? I'll get a full body tattoo.
Okay, so it's Hanzo.
Yeah.
Dear God.
I'm making her say it.
Yeah, so I have two... two cosplans for Kevin.
Cosplans.
And he's ignoring them and wants to make his own Hanzo. So I'm going to sit back and relax and see how he creates this Hanzo. You don't know what skin though, right?
I don't know which one yet.
Young or probably wolf. He's balancing between young ones. Or wolf. But the thing is, it's going to be at Anime Expo, which is hot. And I'm just imagining him with like this fur wolf head on his head. And then
it's okay.
It's like the trope. Summer cosplays in the winter cosplays in the summer.
That's true.
And
I'll have a full body tattoo by then to match.
Well, it's just a chest and then arm, right?
Yes.
It's just the one boob and then...
my one boob that I hang out all the time.
I mean, his chest is so...
Hey, we're getting there. I'm doing only chest workouts right now at the gym. I'm gonna bulk the chest.
Okay, from last week's podcast, Emrys Concept says, yay, Witcher, yay. She's doing a Witcher cosplay, which I'm excited about, so that'll be fun. Deathbright says, I have found a good pale skin foundation. I'm also super pale. It's Two-Faced, born this way in snow.
Oh, interesting.
It's the most pale it comes in. I really love it. I have to try that. I'm wearing the lightest shade right now in a foundation, and I think it's working. I don't know. I was using Revlon because it actually worked really well. It was like the first drugstore foundation I found that actually stayed on. But I ended up hating it after wearing it for a couple months. So palest on the spectrum, people. Two-Faced, born this way in the color snow. I will have to check that out. Thank you, Deathbright, because...
Yes.
I'm
so middle of the line. My life is easy. Punjab.
I think we've just gotten lucky with you. By the way, Punjab's a color. He's not just randomly saying.
Sorry. Yeah. That was probably out of context. Anyway, yes.
You just said Punjab and I was like that.
Yes.
Anyways, thank you for joining us for this episode. EliteCosplay.com, the shop for t-shirts and Photoshop actions. And we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.